This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a Wednesday afternoon here at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. It is 3 o'clock. We've already talked to Alex Cora. If you missed that, you can go back on the Odyssey app and listen to the WEEI podcast.
And on iHeart, too.
And on iHeart now, and really anywhere you can get podcasts. And on YouTube. And it was a good interview. It was there was a lot packed into that interview in terms of news, but also sort of personality and other aspects going on with Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox. But it is 3 o'clock. And Ted Johnson's here with a, I don't know what the hell he's got on his shirt today. What is that? Those beer steins?
Yeah.
Fitzy's got beer steins on his shirt. He stole your shirt.
Never loved a happy shirt more in my life, Teddy.
There you go, Bubba.
So Ted Johnson's got a happy shirt on. That means it's happy, happy time for the 3-point stance.
319!
319!
319!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, first of all, it is officially official that the Red Sox have reinstated outfielder Masataki Yoshida from the 60-day injured list.
Let's go.
Just live now. Nady unofficially optioned, and then right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie, you know him, you love him, he has been transferred to the 60-day injured list.
Who dat?
It's a great question. Throws right-handed.
Birdie?
Birdie. Spell it.
The little birdie told you?
Yeah. B-U-R-D-I birdie.
Okay, we spent enough time.
I never.
All right. So that was the corresponding 40-man roster move to get Masataki Yoshida active for tonight. It is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you get pushed out of the car by Ted Johnson, because apparently I did earlier today, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each and every one. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Indeed.
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds, which start right now.
We are knee-deep in NFL workout social media season. If you follow sports and you're on social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, you've seen these videos. We got Steph Diggs. He's running. He's doing drills. You know, all running backs are going uphill, backwards, sideways. Mac Hollins went to, I believe it's Australia, to lift. I don't know why the weights are heavier down under, but I'm sure there's a good reason. These are the most meaningless things I've ever seen, in my opinion. I assume professional athletes, certainly NFL players, are lifting and running. Because if you're not, then you're not doing your job. I actually would be more interested if you gave me some videos of offensive linemen getting fat and just eating bonbons on a couch watching Argo somewhere through the summer. But what I'll tell you I don't think is overrated. I don't think the videos, some of which include Patriots right now, some of which include Drake May spending time together as a team, are overrated. I think those are underrated. That is bonding. That is relationships. That is learning your brother, as a lot of coaches like to say, the guy to the left, to the right, in front, or behind you. So when Drake May throws a pass to Ramondre Stevenson on a jet ski and he catches it, and then they all have fun, and then they all go have dinner and beers and wings later, that's valuable. If you're running a 40, I do not give a rat's ass. You're supposed to run a 40. That's your job.
It's your job.
All right.
More, man. I wish I was in the age of social media. I'd be posting workouts
right.
every day.
People would have thought you were awesome because you were doing curls and your arms looked big. And it's like, can he tackle anyone? I mean, can he tackle anyone? Yeah. Like, serious. They drive me flipping nuts. Yeah. But it is good that Drake May is hanging out with his boys.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Great.
And Mike Giardi made sure that you knew that he was hanging out with his boys.
Well, they're going to the Super Bowl because they're working out.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's how I understand
it. That's how A plus B equals Super Bowl.
Right. Exactly. So that's 13 wins. So you obviously win the division. And then, of course. Yeah. I'm right there with you. By the way, I could absolutely, Ted, see the aggregated video. Ted Johnson poised for a breakout year with like the fire emoji.
I love it.
Serious question while we're on
the NFL.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson, have you ever been given any reason to go work out in Australia?
No, never, not once.
So, like, there's no better weights there, better theories, kangaroos help you, squat racks,
it's down
something.
Under, so obviously there's more gravity.
Okay,
I'd like you to expand on kangaroos helping you.
I don't know.
Okay. I was hoping there was going to be a little more there.
No, I feel like they'd be good spotters on your squats.
Okay.
But there are destinations.
Good power in their legs.
There are destinations that you are better for training. Can I give you a couple real quick?
Altitude.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Why is the Olympic training facility in Colorado Springs?
Because it's like training with a weighted bat. When you go to regular air, you're like, whoa, this is easy.
So we played at Colorado. I'd go to Nebraska, Oklahoma. I could run for days.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
See, that makes sense. No one has told me why Matt Collins needs to go
Australia
to Australia to lift.
I think sea level. It's right?
I
think
yeah, I don't.
Just kinda,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. He is pretty all jacked right. up, though.
He is. Him and
I think most of that jacked upness comes from lifting in the U.S., not in Australia.
All right, Fitz, are you ready, my friend?
Too jacked to wear shoes. Oh, yes, me, of course.
Yes, of course you, with 60 seconds, which we give you, which start right now.
All right, there's a certain baseball player who is in possession of the most lucrative contract in the history of MLB. And unfortunately, this past offseason, he upset a lot of different people, a lot of different fans, and a lot of different teams when he went through a bidding war and ultimately chose the New York Mets. Well, sadly, this person by the name of Juan Soto did not make the All-Star break, and he was asked about it just last night.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Really? That's the main reason why you're upset that you didn't make the All-Star break? Some have said that this effort by Juan Soto was to lighten the mood, that this was his attempt at humor. I call absolute BS. This guy just wanted more money. The guy that wanted a suite every night at the Mets games. The guy that wanted use of the private plane. The guy that was paid $765 million, $51 million a year over 15 years by Steve Cohen and the New York Mets to be kind of average up to date with 14 and a half seasons to go. I'm sorry. The optics on this one are absolutely terrible. And what he should have said if he's a team player was, well, I should be playing better because an All-Star would be helping the team more. I'll do better in the second half. What
so
a dink.
An interesting point on that, Fitzy. How much is the bonus in his contract for making the All-Star game?
I have a feeling that I don't know, but you do.
I do, and the answer is $100,000.
A guy who's making $750 million
mm-hmm.
is worried about a hundred.
That's right.
What does that equate to? 100 grand? $5?
For him?
$5?
$10? $50?
$25? Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, a case of Gansett's.
I don't know. I mean, Fitzy, if
he's so tone deaf, Andy.
But if he was, if that was a joke that just didn't get delivered well or executed properly, he is the worst comedian ever. Oh, no, Fitzy, you've never laid an egg or dropped a bomb that bad, because that comes off as one of the dumbest things ever said. It really, really.
How many more years has he got?
Only 14 and a half, Ted.
Yeah, that's it.
Basically done.
He over like that.
Yikes.
Yeah, my heart breaks for him.
What's the dumbest thing you ever said, Ted?
Oh, boy.
Not on the radio, because we don't need to go down that road. I meant as a player. I meant as... I need to clarify. I saw... Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, back it up. I meant as a player, like in front of your locker or after a game. Did you ever step in it?
No. I don't think I did. Okay. Like, I don't remember saying anything that got me in too hot of water.
Did you ever get called into Bill because of something you said? Quotes that were read?
Bill was... No, because Bill... knew I was a little bit of a, I could go off the rails. Bill liked guys that he could control.
Yeah.
Bill knew he couldn't control me based on some of our experiences, so he was never good. If he was to bring me in and say, hey, I'd be like, yeah, anyway. So he knew that about me, so he let me be. Okay. But he did that to a lot of guys.
Yeah, no, I remember hearing stories. And some of them
heard stories.
Seemingly benign, like seemingly over nothing.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. But it changed how Bill, because once that player, if we're thinking the same thing, he got to that player, it turned into Bill was the greatest coach ever and never said anything negative about the end. So he got what he wanted with that.
He does. Okay.
Smart guy.
So look at this guy. He's never said anything dumb.
Exactly. Not at all.
I'm sure I have.
Must be nice. I have. Many, many times.
Yeah. Start the
countdown. I've said dumb things to Bill Belichick's face and then regretted it with the aftermath.
Ooh, anything you could share? What's the dumbest thing you said to Bill Belichick?
Well, I think I told you this once. I may have said
it's only
on
Brady.
He was walking through the locker room all drenched in sweat carrying boxing gloves. And I go, what are you trying to make weight? And he stops and pivots and the glare. And I was like, well, that was a bad thing to say. How's this going to go? And he's like, I've been meaning to talk to you. And he absolutely berated and undressed me in front of everybody about somebody within the organization I had been talking
You're
to.
You're kidding me.
And I fully believe, had I not engaged and made the little quip about him trying to make weight, he would have kept going. But because I made him break
stride.
But
you had to bust his balls a little.
Every once in a while, my mouth gets me in trouble. I know you won't believe that, but every once in a while, it gets me in trouble.
I got to hear the rest of that story. That's fascinating. Interesting.
All right, well, we'll table that for our next show beer session. In the meantime, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I am, and I just have to apologize to Stiz. Everything we talked about before the segment, don't worry about it. I've gone a totally different direction.
The game plan, throw it out.
I'm going to a completely different direction.
Bleep it, he'll do it live.
I got to get this off my chest, and the longer we go, the less irrelevant we'll be, so I'm doing it now. So I am ready, Stiz. You just sit and listen, okay, bub?
All right, let's go.
Here we go. All right, my 60 seconds has started now. Okay, so I am been fascinated by the United States men's soccer team, which nobody seems to care. I came in last week and I was like, did you guys see that game against Costa Rica? And you're like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No. Nope. Great game in the Gold Cup that they recently just concluded. The United States, to get to the Gold Cup final, had to beat Costa Rica in the quarterfinals. It was a phenomenal game, awesome game, drama, kicks at the end. They didn't go to extra time. They just, right after, they were tied at the end, and they went into kicks and made it even more fascinating. But they got to the finals against Mexico and lost 2-1, okay? But this program has come a long way. I want the United States men's soccer team to be relevant for the World Cup that is in 2026. They've had issues with the coaching for a long time, but they hired a couple years 1 year ago Mauricio Ponchanini, something like that. And this guy, I love the whole cut of his jib, how he behaves on the sideline. This team is more aggressive. They are going from a caterpillar to a butterfly in front of our eyes. Ooh. I think this team is going to make noise when it comes to the World Cup. This country deserves a good soccer team. I want them to be good. I want them to be relevant. And they might be for the first time in a long time. And that gets me excited.
Let's go.
Spreading their wings.
All right, Teddy.
It's only the world's game. You know, it's not just like some like lacrosse. No disrespect to lacrosse. My daughter plays it. Soccer is
felt disrespectful.
Is the world game. The world game. So I want the United States to be a part of that. No?
Yeah.
Is that asking too much?
No. I mean, I remember in the Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan days when they were at least competitive in the world stage, every 4 years you'd get fired up about soccer.
Wasn't it fun?
It was fun, yeah. And a free excuse to just root for your country, patriotism, nationalism, all that.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. What was the one? I believe that we will win or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that one. It's okay.
This guy's never happy.
No, he's
like me. He's never happy. He just has a smiley way of delivering.
He's pragmatic.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Stiz.
He sees the world for what it is, Andy. And he also wears more fun shirts.
He does.
If you made like your flamingo
shirt. My pink
shirt
flamingo shirt. Should I just wear it every day?
I think so. Okay. If you wore your pink flamingo or something in that family and Hey Dudes every single day, I think the perception of Andy.
I got Hey Dudes today, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
Oh, man. The Hey 2Os.
How about those H2Os, huh? Man, those ain't
so comfortable. And I can step in a puddle and it'll just drain out.
So there's never been a time in which the United States men's team has ever really captured your imagination.
I do not recall.
But the women's team has,
2014,
right?
Yes. Ted. 2014 was
2014.
Great. They were on their way to that huge win, and then maybe the greatest crossing pass in the history of the World Cup from Ronaldo in the 94th minute to tie it up.
That's
sucked
great
all
memory.
The wind
great
out
call.
Of their sails. Then they lost to Belgium. That sucked.
But it was hype, though, leading up to that game.
Damn
that
right
game.
It was.
Did you just say they were on their way to that huge win, so they didn't win? Is that what you
they
said?
They did not. They were, they were on their way.
As they like to say, a draw, Andrew.
Yeah. You just want this country and that sport to be on its way right now.
I just want the country.
Just get lift off.
Dan said it right. You slap a flag on it, I'll root for it. Yeah. I don't care what sport it is. I don't particularly care about soccer. Not a real big soccer fan. But if they were more competitive, I would watch the games more. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they lost to Mexico in the final. Right.
Yeah, they did. 2-1.
Isn't it like the 10th straight year they lost?
Mexico's pretty good.
Mexico's good.
And now we're making excuses.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty well. They
make plays, not excuses.
FIFA has Mexico ranked 17th and the United States 16th. Oh.
So we got upset in the final.
Theoretically, it was an upset.
Now you're telling me we gagged it away.
Can we just say? I think soccer has been more important to people in Mexico for longer than soccer has been important to people in the United States. So there's a longer history there. And so I'm not that bummed out about it. I thought the fact that they got to the finals is what I was impressed about.
Moral victories for the
USA for the United
Soccer
States.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good moral to know victory. Where we are.
Yep. And I think I have very rudimentary knowledge of this, but they are on their way up as a program. Not only the coaching, but Christian Pulisic, who's playing over in England. Yep. He's your best. He's a young
awesome.
Kid, your best player. They have some other younger guys and seemingly better grassroots programs that are kind of feeding the national team. So Hopefully it's the beginning of something great. And Andy's like, I don't care. If it's American, I'll root for it. I'll drink early on my boat and I'll watch it.
If you're, Clint Dempsey was awesome.
100%.
If your son played soccer, you'd probably have the same take. That's,
I would.
So it's maybe a little bit of
that. I would care more if I was a little bit more entrenched in the world of soccer. I will say the one thing that helps is because the World Cup is North America, I guess, because aren't some of them in Canada? It's us. It's all
correct.
But it's in our time world. It's in our time zone. I'm not going to have to get up at 5 a.m. and go to
a
bar. It's kind of
bugs me out. I love sports in the morning. Love it. British Open in 2 weeks. Next week.
Yeah, but like Ted, waking up at 3:30 to watch the U.S. play Ghana in the Soviet Union.
But now it's on regular like American time. We'll be able to watch games at a traditional time and watch the U.S.
American.
Plus, it's here. It's at Gillette, right? They got some games down there. So
yeah, and for the low price, Andy, of $4,600, you can get a seat in the 300s.
Is that true?
It's going to be
tickets are. You think Coldplay is a thing? You should look at the secondhand market for the World Cup.
Was it when did they? Was it last year? Joe Robbie. God, that's old.
Yeah,
it's
been like six names.
Hard Rock Stadium, Teddy.
But Hard Rock, right? There, people broke into the stadium to see a tournament last year.
Those videos were wild.
To see Messi.
Messi. Oh, it's going to be a big ticket. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I went to the first match number 5, and it's only TBD versus TBD on June 13th, 2026. You're looking at like $1,800 minimum
to get in.
For section 1. Oh, it looks like upper at 642. Then it gets up to literally $70,000 that I'm looking at. Oh. Like, this is all over the
place. And we don't even know who's playing yet.
No, it's just TBD versus TBD.
TBD versus TBD gets you $70,000 if it's a good seat.
Your average get in price for anything that means anything is about $1,500.
I think they're going to put a grass field in Gillette.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah. I think they're putting in a grass field.
Yeah.
So you know, they have a lighthouse there, too.
They do. And a big TV screen. And you know who won't be there? Me. I might watch it at home, but I certainly am not braving
can't
traffic.
Can't spell messy without me.
Would you rather, if the number was the same, Andy, would you rather go see Coldplay or go to one of these games?
One of the games.
You'd rather go to one of
these games. I would too.
Athletic competition, you tell me. Because the one thing people have always told me about soccer, if you watched it at its highest level, you would be more interested, kind of pulled into the game.
True.
And the drama. I could see myself getting caught up with like the singing and the cheering and dancing, drinking, like the whole
all
atmosphere.
The chants.
Yeah, I think I could get caught.
And you know what it is? It's a kind of, you know, it's going to be about 2 hours long.
Well, about. It's one of those weird sports, but don't tell me about the gambling where only one person knows when the game ends. That seems fair.
Oh, yeah.
That seems real fair.
I was playing FIFA with Stiz, and we were explaining the concept of added time.
Added time.
Ridiculous.
I did not get that at all.
Great story.
You shouldn't, Stiz. No one gets it. It makes no sense. It's absolutely ridiculous that is the way the biggest games in the biggest sport are decided, with one guy running around,
weird,
the only guy who knows how much. Yeah. And oh, by the way, he's also got a microphone. So if he wanted to communicate with somebody or be on the take or who knows. Yeah. And then sometimes, don't they let him play out the final play even? Like if there's kind of a breakaway, he'll let it play out before he
he'll have to kind of clear it out of the like.
What are we doing? Why do we have a clock? What are we doing here?
I agree.
What the hell's going on? All right. What's going on here next on WEEI Afternoons is there was a little controversy over the last couple days created right here in this studio Fenway Park. Our guy Will Fleming told a story about something happening with Rafi Devers or not happening with Will Clark out in San Francisco. Since then, there's been some audio from Will Clark. There's been some tweets from Will Fleming, information. I've even heard some things that I'm going to bring to the air that, I'll be honest, I don't really believe, but the source that gave them to me is a good source, so I'll bring that to the air. Little Rafi Devers, Will Clark controversy next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball does not have his ice cream helmet shirt on, but he's still going to give you what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint with that one, but in lieu of that, here is what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox won their fifth game in a row last night. They beat the Rockies 10-2. Brian Baio threw a complete game. He is the first Red Sox pitcher with two or fewer runs allowed and 10 or more strikeouts in a complete game effort since Chris Sale did it on June the 15th of 2019. The Red Sox go for the sweep tonight. First pitches at 7:10. Lucas Giolito against Antonio Senzatella on the mound. Some roster moves from earlier today. The Red Sox officially reinstated outfielder Masataki Yoshida from the 60-day injured list. The corresponding moves, Nate Eaton was optioned down to AAA Worcester, and the team transferred right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie, who Andy loves, to the 60-day injured list. Here is your lineup for tonight. Jaron Duran leads off in center field. Then it's Roman Anthony in left, Trevor Story at short, Willier Abreu in right. Carlos Narvaez, your catcher. Masataki Yoshida is your DH with Romy Gonzalez at first. Marcelo Meyer back in the lineup at third, and David Hamilton at second base, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said it does not appear likely that Horford will be returning to the team next season. In NBA league news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed five-year maximum rookie extension that could reach $250 million. And in the NFL, Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to start or to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Warm weather, lighter meals, being outside. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Great job, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.